Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bynum with the Child and Family Center. Eating nourishing food is important at every age. Sarah Jane Bedwell, a registered dietitian and a Nashville nutrition expert, will discuss some tips for serving healthy meals to the kids and adults at your kitchen table. Sarah Jane, what are the serving recommendations per day for children and adults?
Well, you know, really, no matter who you are, how old you are, the ideal balance is going to look the same. At any given meal, we want to fill half of our plates with fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
All different colors, because different colors represent different nutrients.
Okay.
And then in the other half of our plate, 1/4 of that is going to be a starch, preferably a whole grain.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other 1/4 is going to be a protein source, so meat, fish, poultry, or even non-meat protein sources like beans or eggs. So if we can always think about our plate divided into those three sections. Half is fruits and vegetables, then that's going to be an ideal balance for anybody. The balance is the same. In terms of serving sizes, that does vary some between, you know, someone who's very young and someone who's very old, or males and females even.
Okay.
And I recommend families to go to myplate.gov to find out what specific serving sizes and amounts of those different foods that each member of their family needs each day. They have a tool on that website where you can actually, and it's free, and you can just enter the age of the person in your family as well as their gender, and it will tell you how many servings from each food group and what size servings are appropriate because it varies with every age.
Can you give us some yummy ways to add fruits and vegetables to the family's diet?
Well, make it fun, first of all. Make going shopping a family affair. If you can, take your kids out to a farmer's market
or even
just a regular grocery store and let them be a part of picking out the fruits and vegetables. Then they feel like they have ownership of that and they'll want to try it versus something they've never seen before and you just stick it in front of them.
Okay.
So that's a really important thing. And then number two is to take dishes that you already make on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. For instance, maybe spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
And you sneak in extra vegetables. So you show them that you can add vegetables to the sauce. You know, you could add some extra spinach or some diced up broccoli or carrots into your sauce. It's still going to have those wonderful flavors that we all know and love, but then we're adding extra nutrition as well. And your kids can be a part of that too. Have them help you prep it and add it to the sauce. Exactly. Because the more times they see it, the more likely they are to enjoy it. And then just making them fun. Even the, you know, raw fruits and vegetables are great as well. But just make them easy to eat. So rather than handing a child a whole piece of fruit or a big carrot, you know, cut things into smaller pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe serve it with a dip, like a healthy dip, like hummus or a low-fat dressing. And then that's going to make it a lot more fun. And it's finger food. And that's always more exciting for most people.
And those recipes probably are good for that aging loved one as well.
Exactly. And especially as people get older, a lot of times they aren't able to chew things as well.
Right.
So adding the vegetables to the sauces, to the soups, cutting them up really finely, you know, is a good way to do that.
Right.
And you can even, you know, if they do have problems with chewing or swallowing, you know, even adding those things to the sauce and then, you know, pureeing it in a food processor or in a blender, that's still getting the nutrition in there, but it's making it easier to eat.
Easier to eat. That's good. Besides for fruits and vegetables, I know we talked about that. What are some of the other food groups that are recommended for your family to stay healthy?
Yeah, so one of them we mentioned on our plate when we were thinking about dividing it into the three sections were the whole grains.
Right.
And those are really important, but sometimes they can be kind of confusing.
Mm-hmm.
So just to clear up some of that confusion, a whole grain is a grain where the entire grain is left intact. They don't take off the outer layer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, things that aren't whole grains, they take off that outer layer, and the problem with that is they're removing most of the nutrients and they're removing a lot of the fiber, which makes us feel fuller longer and is good for our heart.
Okay.
So we want things that leave that whole grain intact.
We talked about a lot of the things that we should have, the fruits, the vegetables, the grains.
Yes.
What is some stuff you should limit in your family's intake?
Sure, definitely. Well, we all like to have treats from time to time.
Yes.
And they're okay as long as we do keep them from time to time. but we should limit those things. What I generally recommend is no more than 100 to 200 calories or so worth of treat foods each day. So that would be things like sweetened beverages or candy, cookies, chips, things that don't have a lot of nutritional value. Right. They taste good, but we know they don't fit into the fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean meats category.
Right.
And so if they don't, or low-fat dairy, that's another important one to include. If they don't fit into any of those categories, then they're probably in the treat food category.
Right.
And so one serving of that, which is that 1 to 200 calories per day, that way we still get to have it, but we're keeping it moderate.
Okay. Now that we know what we can and cannot eat, how do you transition into going into eating healthier?
Yeah, and you know, it can be a challenge because if we're used to eating a certain way and we've been eating that way, you know, all of our lives, we're probably not going to change overnight.
Right.
So the key is, rather than trying to go on some extreme diet or plan that we can only stick to for a week or two, is to make small changes each day. So, or even each week. So you might sit down as a family and decide, what is the one thing we're going to work on this week?
Right.
Maybe it's to drink more water and less sodas, or maybe it's to get out and exercise, even if it's just for 10 to 15 minutes each day. And then gradually build up from there. Maybe it's to switch from your, you know, white flour to your whole grain flour in your breads or your cereals. Each of those things are great goals, and you only have to do one at a time.
Right.
And that gives you time to get used to that, practice it, and once you feel like you've made a habit out of that good habit, then you can go and add another one.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's real good for the entire family, even if it's an aging loved one or kids, you know, doing it as a whole as you cook dinner, you know, adding those whole grains where everybody is changing over, which is a good thing.
Exactly.
It's a family thing.
And this is important for everybody, no matter how old you are, no matter how much you weigh. It's important for all of us to be healthy. So rather than singling a certain family member out and trying to make them do it by themselves, make it a team effort and a family affair.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah Jane.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.